Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. And as I promised you, we got some really good stuff lined up for you this hour. First up, we got Jim Asplund. Jim Asplund, I should say. That's how he pronounces his name. Jim Asplund, and he is, as I mentioned earlier, he's a principal of the Gallup organization, and he is a chief scientist for them for strength-based development. He leads their global research on the science of human strength and how to apply those strengths to improve organizational performance. And he and a guy named John Fleming have written a book called Human Sigma, Managing the Employee-Customer Encounter. Jim Asplund, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. We've had other guys here from Gallup, and I'm trying to remember some of their names. We've had a couple
Tom
of
Raff, maybe?
Yes, Tom has been, exactly. Yes, Tom has been here, and I think one other one. I'm trying to remember the names. But anyway, it's good to have you here. The idea of human sigma, if I understand what I'm reading in your book here, Jim, is it's the moment of the connection, the relationship, the interaction, the emotions even between the employee and the customer. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's about really understanding how emotional that employee-customer relationship can be. And I think what we've identified a lot of companies doing out there is really visualizing that as more of a transactional activity. And we really want to try to, in Human Sigma, make people understand how emotional people are. I think we all know that. And how that affects our behavior, both as employees and as customers, because we're people first. And we know a lot about human nature that we can bring to that moment.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things in our world that we kind of scratch our head over, which comes first, the chicken or the egg. There's always this quandary about, you know, which is really the essence, which is the headwater. What's the headwater? What's the original moment of something? And I believe in the marketplace there is no quandary about that, Jim. I believe that moment, and I call it the moment of moments, is when an employee, and that could be the owner, when some person representing the company looks at another customer and or talks to them in some way and says, "Will you do business with me?" That, in my opinion, is the moment of moments. What do you think?
Well, that's a great insight, Jim. You know, we start Human Sigma by going through some of the historical progression, I think, that led us to the way things are today. And if you go way back to sort of pre-industrial human civilization, markets were conversations. And people met in the marketplace. You know, I grew up on a farm, so I suppose back in those days, that would have been my one trip to town in a week. You know, and so that's where you see people, and their names were their brand. You know, yeah. Smith and Blacksmith and Cooper, and this is not only your name, it's what you did.
Right.
And so people really personally identified with not just, it wasn't a job for them, it was who they are. And I think probably a lot of your listeners who own small businesses really feel that way about their business as well. And so if you think about that essence of that marketplace being a conversation and being a very natural human activity, that I think you're absolutely right that employee-customer encounter is sort of a crucible wherein everything else you do makes any sense.
And see, I think that's what differentiates small business from big business, because I get the feeling that for a lot of the big companies, the Sigma is Wall Street Sigma, not human Sigma. You know what I mean? It's all about the stock and what the analysts think. Whereas in small business, you know, we do think about the humanity. We do think about the customer. We spend a lot of time talking about customers and not so much talking about what the analysts think we're going to do this quarter. And I think that's one of the most important reasons why small business owners should really understand what you and John are saying in your book, because this is how we differentiate ourselves.
Absolutely, and I think that's an excellent point because, you know, we have an example in Human Sigma early in the book about a bank that kind of transitions from being a small business, small-town bank, to a larger entity with branches throughout the area, and the challenges they go through in terms of carrying on that ethic that the owner and his family had around dealing with customers and trying to translate that into a larger entity and the challenges they ran into. And honestly, I think, you know, the idea that business is somehow emotional, I think, for your small business owners is kind of laughable that we wouldn't have realized that. And like you said, the human side is very apparent to them because they probably stay awake at night worrying about all
right.
kinds of things.
Right.
Whereas for a lot of people out there, I think, you know, the majority of employees in this country and across the world, frankly, are not terribly engaged in their work, which is a sad state of affairs in and of itself. But I'm guessing for most small business owners, it's certainly the case that they're a lot more engaged in what they do because it's who they are. And so I think in Human Sigma, what we're trying to do is give people some basic rules to help them understand what it is that's going on there and how they can improve that moment, as you put it, every day in order to and when we find also that when people do that, they become quite a bit more profitable.
What, and you know this engagement thing, my audience is very familiar with the recent research that's been done on,
mm-hmm.
on the lack of engagement. We've talked been talking about this now for 5 or 6 months, a couple of different studies that we've done. Did you I think you guys may have done one on it, and if I remember correctly, and then another group that I know has done this, and the level of engagement of employees is really terrible. And so we know that. That's already a given. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what are we going to do about that? Now, before, I want to get into some of the points in your book, Jim, but before we do, explain to the audience the concept of Sigma. Why Human Sigma?
Well, it's a conscious allusion, I think, to get people to understand it's that there's some things we wanted people to think of Six Sigma, first of all.
I don't think everybody knows what that means, Six Sigma.
Certainly. It's a quality control method developed at Motorola in the early 80s, which is a method of statistical process control to help people reduce the variability in processes throughout their business. And we wanted people who were familiar with that, I suppose, to understand that you could do a similar thing with the employee-customer encounter, so we wanted
right.
that allusion to be obvious, and so that
you wanted to
in those outcomes.
You wanted to allude to make the connection between the quality control standard and that there is possible to creating a human interaction standard.
Absolutely.
Stand by, quick break,
well put.
Jim. Hang on, Jim. We got to take a quick break. We got to sell some stuff. Jim Asplund and I will be right back. He and John Fleming are the authors of Human Sigma. We're going to talk about their 5 rules for measuring all this. We come back after these messages. 20 after. Don't go away. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll use those to your advantage. They're both free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use all of our resources to your advantage. I think you'll like them, and I hope you'll check them out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Jim Asplund is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the co-author, along with John Fleming, of Human Sigma. And we're talking about the moment. This is that's my word. The moment when a customer and an employee make connections. And as I said, Jim, I think that's the moment of moments. I think that is the essence of the marketplace. I think more big businesses, I think Wall Street, and I think the talking heads on the financial shows should spend more time talking about the concept of the customer than they do talking about the concept of the stock or anything else. But there are some actual rules that you guys came up with. I'd like for you to talk to us about those. What's the first one?
Certainly. Thank you. The first rule is basically that you can't manage or measure the employee and customer experiences as separate entities. It's you really need to measure them in tandem because they inform each other so much. We've run into so many companies who try to work on engaging their employees without thinking about how that affects the customer, or vice versa, and really run into some very schizophrenic organizational activities as a result of that.
And you wind up with a target that gets missed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You
can,
it's not a matter of how close did you get to the bullseye. You missed the whole target.
You missed the whole target. You have the wrong target. And so I think that's the first and foremost, you need to understand that in order to improve. And
right.
I think our second rule is really that feelings are facts. And I think emotions really drive and shape this moment that you're talking about, because we're people first and employees and customers second.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what people talk about, the things you're talking about on Wall Street, they forget sometimes that all those little things that make us unique as people affect every one of our behaviors, including our time spent as employees and our time spent as customers.
This is one of the most important points that you guys make in the book, I think, Jim, because decades ago, one of my mentors said, we were talking about a customer relationship, and he said to me, perception, and for customers, perception is reality.
Absolutely.
And feelings are facts is the harness mate of perception is reality, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it turns out that you can ask people as customers and employees how they feel, and that will tell you a lot about how those moments are going for you every day in your store or in your factory or so forth. And it's important, I think, one of the big points we make in Human Sigma is that you can build a fear-based culture, sort of a compliance culture, that will inhibit a lot of the things that will make you profitable.
Right.
And unfortunately, I think a lot of organizations have gone this route, maybe through lack of,
Well, that's a 20th century construct, though, isn't it? I mean, that really doesn't work in 21st century, does it?
Absolutely not. It's a very archaic sort of a view of the person as a cog in a factory, if you will, or as a subroutine in a computer program, as opposed to a living, breathing person. And in fact, when you flip that on its head and try to help people understand how they can naturally excel in whatever they're doing as employees to help their customers, it'll become a much more natural exchange. The customer will notice that you're feeling a lot better about what's going on, that you're in a better mood. The whole situation changes at that point.
Before we go to the next one, I want you to remind folks where the book's available. It's called Human Sigma. Jim, tell us where the book's available.
It's shipping now on Amazon and at your Barnes & Nobles and Borders and airport bookstores all over the country, I think.
So you're finding out about it first right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, folks. Is there a website for the book?
If you go to Gallup.com, Gallup.com, you can go right to a site that tells you all about the book.
Okay, so check that out, folks. And that's Human Sigma by John Fleming and Jim Asplund, our guests this half hour. I like number three is think globally, measure, and act locally. I like that, but let's move down to four so we don't run out of time. One number you need to know. Tell us what that is.
Well, it turns out that you can we found a way to measure the emotional and affective feelings that people have about their encounter, this in moment that you're talking about, both as employees and customers, and quantify that in a single number we call the Human Sigma metric. And it turns out that that's very powerfully related to financial performance. We did a study of 10 companies in over 2,000 business units and found that those who were able to grow their Human Sigma outperformed their five largest peers during a five-year period by over 85% in sales growth and 26% in gross margin.
Because they were able to measure that moment, that instant when the customer and the employee come together.
Absolutely.
And see what was happening and determine if it was good or not and what to do about it.
Absolutely. And I think the flip side of the one number piece is that I've worked with a lot of companies that simply have so much information, I don't even call it knowledge, that they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And, Einstein said that not everything that can be measured, should be, basically,
should be.
Is worth measuring.
Hey, Jim, I've got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Can you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Would love to.
Yeah, we'll get you back another day real soon. We got a lot more to talk about. This is an outstanding book, Human Sigma by Jim Asplund and John Fleming. Jim, thanks for being here today. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break, right back with Chad Moutre. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.